As I've said before, one of the problems with Strunk+White's The Elements of Style, and there are quite a few, is that it's used as a style guide even though it's never updated. Real style guides like the Chicago Manual of Style and the Associated Press Style Book get regularly updated to include new usages like web, changes to spelling and punctuation like whether healthcare should be one word, and naturally evolving parts of the language reflected in dictionaries like whether healthy can mean healthful. That's what a real style guide does. The Elements of Style contains a lot of style guide-like advice, but it wasn't written for you and me. Instead, its instructions are directed at Cornell professor William Strunk's students a century ago. They were instructions for how to turn in papers in his class. And whatever their merit back then, today many of these tips are just wrong information. Here are 10 of the Elements of Style's usage tips that today are simply untrue. 1. You can't use nauseous to mean nauseated. If you listen to Strunk+White, you could never say, "I feel nauseous." You'd have to say, "I feel nauseated." That's because Strunk said that nauseous means only sickening to contemplate and not sick to the stomach. If that was true in his day, it's not true today. And any modern dictionary will tell you that the two words overlap, and it's not wrong to say, "I feel nauseous." 2. According to Strunk+White, ancient names form their plurals differently than modern names. So though you would write Charles Home as C-H-A-R-L-E-S apostrophe S, you'd write Moses Home without an extra S in the end. Most professional editors and publishers today disagree. They make no distinction between long-ago people and more modern people. 3. You can't use literally as an intensifier. In the example, "I was literally dead with fatigue," literally isn't meant literally. According to Strunk+White, this use of literally as an intensifier is a no-no, but dictionaries do allow it. 4. Strunk+White also say not to use loan as a verb. They say to use lend. This may be good form, but the alternative isn't wrong. Merriam-Webster's, Webster's New World, and the American Heritage Dictionaries all allow you to use loan as a verb. 5, 6, 7, and 8 don't use debut, headquarter, gift, or host as verbs. Use them as nouns. That's what Strunk+White would have you do. But in fact, dictionaries allow all these words as verbs. 9. Don't use which for non-restrictive clauses. On this point, the Associated Press and the Chicago Style Manuals agree with Strunk+White, but the grammar books don't. The idea is that you can't use the word which to replace that in a sentence like, "The meal that you cook yourself is the one you enjoy the most." And it's true that most American English speakers prefer this to, "The meal which you cook yourself is the one you enjoy the most." But that doesn't mean there's any rule against saying it or writing it that way. 10. In formal writing, shall can't be replaced with will. That is, according to Strunk+White, you can't say that test subjects will be reassessed next year. You have to say they shall be reassessed next year. That sounds old-fashioned for a reason. It is. Will is a perfectly acceptable word to use in even formal writing today. So if you like the Elements of Style and you value some of its advice, you can use it. But remember, it's just that, advice. And it's very old advice at that.